called it curing it. No, they're bitter.
Uh-huh.
And after you hang them up and wash them and scrub them and treat them a long time, you get all that bitter out, and they could make good drinking vessels.
You split it down the middle?
Or? No, you don't split it down the middle. You know, it's usually around,
uh-huh,
well, the handle. Some of them had longer handles than others. You just cut a slice off the top of that gourd.
Oh, I see.
And clean everything out of it and treat it till you get the bitter all out of it.
How would you treat it?
Just soak it in water. And every day change the water. You get all the bitter out. It's a lot of trouble, but my mother used to have my mother-in-law too had a, what they call an egg gourd, a great big old gourd, and they cut the top out of it, keep it in the house, put the eggs in, and they'd bring them in out of the hen house.
How big was the egg gourd?
Oh, some of them was that big around.
It's big around as your arms?
Oh, not hardly that big, but great big ones anyway.
Huh. You'd say that glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
Okay. So somebody has done what to the glass?
I don't know. Broke it, I guess, all I know.
Okay. And you say, but I didn't mean to...
Well, I always have to clean it up. When I drop one and break it, it's a pretty good job to get all the little pieces of glass.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Strain your milk.
How would people do that?
Well, we had a strainer. It was some kind of a, about so big around, and had, and down in the bottom was little, like, wire. It wasn't wire, but it had lots of little holes in it. You strained the milk through that.
It was about 7 or 8 inches.
Oh, that's wind blowing that door.
A child that always gets its own way, you know, if it wants something, it always gets it. You say the child is
spoiled.
Okay. And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I fixed breakfast.
Okay, and then everybody?
Everybody was there that had to be at the table. I always had all of my kids up eat breakfast together. Then I could clean up and go on about other things.
You say, yesterday by 7 o'clock, I'd already
finished cleaning, I guess. I don't know what.
Or everybody had already
eaten.
But this morning at 8 o'clock, everybody, what breakfast?
I don't know. I always got mine up at a certain time every morning. In the summertime, when we had to work out in the field, we had to get up early so we could beat the sun. So it gets so hot up in the day. Do the work outside early.
You'd still be working during the hottest part of the day, though, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
About 1 or?
No, we didn't. We usually took some time off at noon. Lie around and rest. I had worked in the field all my life, so I know what it is.
Did you plow?
No, we did plow. I always felt like the fellow that did the plowing had an easy job.
What all did you do?
Hoe. Use a hoe. Cut the weeds and grass out and stuff.